Today's daf is daf yud, the second line down the new Mishnah. What you got here? No?
I'm here.
Oh, in the dark, okay. So in Nazir, daf yud, the Mishnah tells us...
Yesterday's daf, end of yesterday's daf, not easy.
Yeah, we had a hard time also there. Yes.
It started off well.
It was a bit tricky. There are a lot of these tricky gemaras in Nazir.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Mishnah tells us on the top, Omar, if he says... Amra parzu hareni nazira. So if he says, a person says that that shamra parzu.
That's what it says.
Okay, shamra parzu. That this cow said, if I'm getting this correct, right? This cow said hareni nazira im omedes ani, if I stand. So what's going on here? Let's look at the. There's no tosos here. There's no rush here. There's a tosos here, but there's a. It's on the Gemara. So let's look at the Mishnah. The Mefarish on the Mishnah is going to explain all this. And the Gemara is going to ask this obvious question. But Amr Para, the Gemara Matartzinan Kigon Chaisa Par Revu Tulafanov. Let's leave out the Mefarish. The cow said, literally the cow said, we'll figure out what that means. The cow said, Harini Nazira im Omedes. Ani, I'm going to be Nazir if I stand im Omedes. Vani, and then I guess he, the owner of the cow, or someone walks by, said, and I too. So is that what I was explaining there in the article there?
No.
I'm nazir from that basar if it stands.
No, cow says
quote. All this.
If the cow wants to be a nazir.
Uh huh. Okay, so I'm a nazir if I stand, and then I won't be. Okay, we'll figure it out when we get to the Gemara. We'll leave it at that. And then it says, Omer Delazud, if the door literally says, Harini Nazir im Niftachani, if I open up, let me be a Nazir. It says, Beishame Omer Nazir, Beisil Omer Eno Nazir. It's a machlok, it's whether it's a Nazir or not a Nazir. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kishamu Beishame, Lil Omer Elab Omer Harei Parzu, Alai Karbon Imam Medesi. Nope. Even according to Beishame, who says it's effective, not that he or she or whatever we're talking about, the cow or Delas is actually a Nazira, or nazir, rather what it means it's going to be a like a carbon, like a neder at worst, nothing more than that. So the Gemara asks the obvious question, which we struggled on in the Mishnah: Para mi ka mishtai? Does a cow really talk? We hear what a cow says. Cows don't speak. So the Gemara says, Amar Rami Barchama hach b'mayaskin. What's the case we're dealing with here? Is kigon shahayisa para ruvat zelafanov? There was a cow that had crouched down in front. The Amar, and the individual said, Kisvura, I thought Parzu Eino Amethis. The cow, you know, cow tipping, they tipped the cow over, there's no way the cow is getting up. So the guy said, there's no way this cow is going to get up. Harini Nadir, Misar Imamda, if this male, if this cow gets up on its own, let me be a Nazir from this busser of the cow. That was the statement he said. And this cow got up on its own. And went off and walked. So what's halacha? They go according to the shita, what we saw yesterday. What was the shitos? That beishami the amri minha grogros minat vela from the previous mission. If you say I'm a nazir, and then you qualify by saying from the grogros and from the devela, the halacha is havi nazir according to beishami. So to hear hachanami ki amar mibsara havi nazir. So here too also when he says I want to be a nazir, if this cow gets up and then you qualify from the buster of the cow, that qualification doesn't work. We look at the first part of your statement that you're a nazir and you're a nazir. That's according to beishami. But according to beis hill omrim lo havi nazir, you're not a nazir. Because he said, just like we have to look at the entire statement as a whole. So just like yesterday when he said, I want to be a Nazir, Minat Grogos, Minat Devela, we take everything into account. There's no such thing as a Nazir from Grogos and Devela. So too when he says, I want to be a Nazir from this, the cow, Mibsara, there's no such thing as a Nazir from meat. And therefore, according to Beis Hillel, rather, it's not a good Nazirus. So the Gemara says, okay, so basically what we have is two back-to-back Mishnahs which are teaching us the same underlying principle. And the Gemara asks on this, V'ha amruhu beishamai chadazimna. Then beishamai already teaches us this one time that we don't look into the entire statement, we take it, if you say harini nazir, you're nazir even though you qualify later on. So amarava tarti tlas. Two or three. What does it mean, two or three? So if you look at Tosos towards the bottom here, two wide lines down, it says tartan tlas. Kulomar, bibes bishlosha mekomos, bigrogros ubipara ubidelis. In two and three places, utsriche. So Let's see what he explains here. Can Mefarish about Al Gemara is going to explain all this. So they said two or three places they wanted. Why two or three? Why not just three? Is it strange? It should be three places, not two places. What's the two doing there? We taught by the Grogros, Bibasar, Bipara, and Namidelis. Okay, so I don't know. But either way, he wants to teach two and two, let's just say three places. V'chein Tani Rebichia Tarti Tlas, V'chein Amar Rebioshia Tarti Tlas. So we needed to teach all three instances. What's the Chiddush? Why? They all seem to be unnecessary. So the Gemara explains that Sichus is as follows. The reason why you need to teach the case of Dvela, and maybe that's the point, Dvela and Grogros are two, that first two. And then you have to teach Basar, and then you have to teach the case of Deles for the following reasons. V'tricha. D'i itmar b'ha grogos v'dveile. If you only taught that case, that qualification doesn't work. L'fi b'shamay, hasem hu dami b'shamay, havi nazir. Only, perhaps, only there, does b'shamay think it's a good naziros, mishum d'michlam b'anavim, because it's very likely a person could confuse figs with that of grapes, and therefore he really meant grapes and it's going to be chal. He really meant to be a real full-fledged nazir. Aval b'basar b'anavim lo michlif. No one switches, no one confuses meat and grapes, so when he said meat, he obviously didn't mean, obviously didn't confuse it with grapes, and therefore it shouldn't be a good naziros. Kamashman, Beishamai doesn't hold about switching or not switching. Beishamai holds, you look at the first few words a person says. I don't care if he qualifies later, that's not considered a qualification. Okay. Vi itmar basar, if you only taught the case of a basar, hachu dami Beishamai have a nazir, bibisar v'chamra. Here, person's a nazir, here the case of a person would be a nazir because of, from meat and wine. Now, naziros is not chal on meat. But people usually have meat and wine together. So if you look at, let's say, you see the Mefarish, the last three narrow lines of the Mefarish, he says, V'i. V'i itmar, basar, l'chudei. If you said basar only, hava mina hachahu da'amri be'shamay da'avi nazir, de'bis v'chamer, or chayu d'inshi da'amri ba'dei hadadei. People eat meat together and wine, eat meat and wine together, they say them together. V'am tu l'hachi iklamemra ki'amar b'basar, k'mandam b'yayin da'amri. When the guy says, I want to hold back from having any cow meat, he basically is saying, I don't want to have any meat, nor do I want to have any wine. Nobody has wine without meat. That's, in essence, what the Gemara seems to be assuming. So maybe only in this case, he meant meat and wine. Aval, back to the Gemara now. Aval, grogos v'dvela lo, but no one has figs and wine together. That's not a good match. So therefore, when he says figs, he had nothing to do with wine. Maybe that wouldn't be a good nazir. So he didn't have any intention of yain. Kamashma, no. Either grogos or dvela, people do confuse with wine, or because we don't care the second half of the statement, it always goes based on the first few words the person says. Now, vi'i itmar hani tarti, if you taught those two examples of grogos and basar, so hani tarti hani hu dekami beishame, only those cases does beishame think the naziris is chal. About delas, ema modi leile beisela, but maybe it comes to the door does not get confused with wine, and no one eats doors, there's no connection to wine at all. So maybe there he would admit to Hillel that it wouldn't be a naziris. Kamashwan, even there he admits, and again, the underlying reason is because Beishame says, ain, like Rabbi Meir, ain other motzi dvarim levatala, and since he said, Harini nazir, you're nazir, even though he tried qualifying later on. Okay, the Gemara now tells us further, Vitana Delas, if you taught the case of Delas, Baha Kamri Beis Hillel. Maybe that's the only example Beis Hillel thinks that Naziros would not be Chal because it has nothing to do with wine. Aba Baha Tarti, the other two cases of Grogros, or the case of Basar, Ema Modi Luhul Beis Shammai. Maybe they would agree to Beis Shammai because Grogros get confused with wine and people eat meat with wine, so maybe there the Naziros should be Chal according to Beis Hillel. Kamash Milan Dilo, no, not true. Beis Hillel says the qualifications, the person, all the qualifications are there. Okay, so that's how we explain all these different cases. The Gemara now goes back to our Mishnah of the case of Basar. Amar Rava, mi katani im amda mehala. How in the world did Rami Bar Chama get away with explaining the Mishnah as im amad des mehala? We had the strange Mishnah that said the cows speak. The parah says, if I stand, I'm going to be asur for my meat. So clearly something was wrong in the Mishnah. So the way Rami Bar Chama suggested was that if the cow had been crouching down before him, the guy walks by and says, if it stands up on its own, let me be an asur. So Rava says, it doesn't say anywhere in the Mishnah about omedes me'alah, that the cow stands up on its own. It says, im omedes, if someone elevates the cow. So what's Rava's interpretation of the Mishnah? El Amar Rava Kigon Chaisa Paru Ruvut Lefanov. The cow is crouching. Now you're going to ask, wait, it doesn't say Ruvutza either in the Mishnah. Clearly something has to be changed in the Mishnah, so I'm not sure why Rava was okay with adding Paru Ruvut in the Mishnah, but he wasn't okay with saying Omed is Mehela, but be it as it may. So he said it's a situation again where the cow is Ruvut Lefanov, the cow is crouching down in front of the person walking by. Vamar, and the individual sees this cow, Hare, Alai, Karbon. That cow is Tamir Karbon. Okay, so let's see. There's no Imomedes, doesn't the Mishnah talk about Imomedes? He erases that from the Mishnah. So look at Tosas for a second. Tosas, Dira Maskel Hare, it's five lines from the bottom, it's a one line Tosfos. He says, Perish Hapara, the cow is going to be ushered to me like a carbon. I cannot have that cow, it's ushered to me. Verotzalomar, Im Omda, Im Lo Omda, Kidamasik Lakaman. We're going to later on clarify a little bit if it stands or if it doesn't stand up. The reason why I didn't conclude the line is we had asked the question, we basically cut off Rava in the statement mid-sentence, we stopped him and said, wait a second, before you even go further and talk about Omedes, your very statement of Kikarbon is problematic. So we're going to come back to fit in the words of Omedes soon. So let's go back to the Gemara again. To El Amar Rava, Rava says, Kigon Chayisa Paru Vutsu Lefanov, Hare like carbon, the cow is crouching down, the guy's walking by and says, that cow is going to be also to me like a carbon. And we say, wait a second, before you finish your statement, Bishma Parabas Karbonu. Okay, fine. A cow is an animal that can be subject to a carbon. Ela Delas Bas Karbonu. How could you call a Delas a carbon? You don't bring a door as a carbon. So I'm not following this question because what I thought, the way Tosa understood it, was that the cow is going to be like a carbon to me. Not that you're bringing the cow to a carbon, but mamish that it's going to be usher, taras nether. Just like I say this bread, I could say this, hare kikar zu alai ki carbon, that kikar is usher to me. But kikar is not a carbon. So it sounds like it must be different yourselves here. It's interesting because I don't see Tosfos or the Rush, Tosfos Mefarish rather, explaining this line of the Mishnah of the Bishlama. Let's see, is there a Rush here?
Yeah, tell him. If you look on Eladelos Bas Korban here.
So he does. He's Goris that. Right, it's a Machlokas, it sounds like actually. The Rush says the Gemara means that this animal cow will be a carbon. I want to bring it for a carbon, not that it's also to me like a carbon, but I want to bring it as a carbon. So then the Gemara makes sense. That makes sense to have a para to be brought as a carbon, but to bring a delus as a carbon. But according to Tosfos, he says harela ki carbon. It sounds like it's like a carbon to me, but not that you actually bring it. So it's possible Tosfos doesn't have this girsa. I'm just speculating. I don't have proof for this at all. Seeing if it's noted anywhere in the Masifta about this. No. Okay, so let's assume, like the Rush says, that you want this cow to be brought as a carbon. And that's how the Masifta interprets it.
I have a curious change in the
Tosfos. Oh, yeah?
Hare like carbon.
Oh, hare like carbon. Ah, okay. So then that makes sense. Hare like carbon, if that's the Girsa, then it makes sense. That's the Girsa of the Gemara. Okay, so what he says is, I want this cow to be brought as a carbon, and then the Gemara's question makes sense. Bishlam para bas carbonu, you could bring a cow as a carbon. Ella, delas bas carbonu, you can't bring a delas as a carbon. That doesn't make any sense. Ella, Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava says, what the case of the Mishnah is, kigon chaisa para revutu lefanav. The cow is crouching in front, going on to Yudom and Beis now. Vamahareini nazir miyayin, I'm going to be a nazir from wine, im lo omda, if this animal doesn't stand. And it turns out V'amde Me'alet stands on its own, so you didn't make the standing on your own. That wasn't part of your stipulation. But it happened to stand on its own. So what's the halacha? So Beishame Savri Torfe Dehai Gavra Mishim Okma B'yadehu V'halo Okma. So what's going on here? So it's Torfe Dedaita. Torfe is, what's a good definition of it? Rashi says that? Tell us, okay. Gidaito. It was clear in his hand, the high gavra, that it was a das of this man. Mishum to open biyadehu. He wanted to lift the cow. He said, this is a heavy cow. This weighs 1,500 pounds. I have no idea how much a cow weighs, but let's say 1,500 pounds. So he said, if I can lift this up, I'm going to be, sorry, if I don't lift it up, I'm going to be a nazir. So he really wanted to lift it up. So he's not a nazir. So what happened is, the cow on its own gets up. So Beis Shammai says clearly this guy's intention was that he wanted to lift it up on his own. Mishum Okman Biyade, he wanted to raise him on his own, show his off his strength. V'Ala Okman, he didn't lift it up. So since he didn't lift it up, he has to be a Nazir. That's Beis Shammai's understanding. Beis Hillel Savri Mishum Dirviyahu. No, his understanding was since this animal was crouching down, he wanted to come to it, got up. Not because he wanted to show off his strength and his muscles. He wanted to see if this animal will just, if it gets up. Let's see if there's anything in Tosas here explains a little further.
So he wanted to graze, or he wanted to, or he wanted it to mate? What's
the review was to crouch down here. That's Ravuta you're saying. But I think it's Lashon Ravutza here also. Even though Raveh normally is to mate. Yeah, so again, Hillel is saying this animal's crouching. I want to see this animal get up. Not that he was concerned. That's how Tosus explains it. What we're saying, not that he wanted to show off his strength, any tircha, any koach at all. Just in the lice, since the animal got up, I don't care how, it was his tanai was kept, and he doesn't have to become a nazir. That's a machlokas. Nothing to do at all with our previous Mishnah. Nothing to do at all. It's a completely different machlokas about what the das of the individual was. Okay, so Tosa asks this question that, remember, what was Rava's drive to question Rami Bar Chama's interpretation? So if you look at Tosfos, look up, exactly, does it say Omen Mehaleh in the Mishnah? It doesn't say Omen Mehaleh. So he threw out Rami Bar Chama. So he had his own interpretation. So if you look at Tosfos, around six narrow lines up in that Tosfos, it says V'im Tomar. Six narrow lines up. Im Tomar, Hashanami Tikshe Mide Im Lo Amda Katani. Does it say Im Lo Amda in the Mishnah? It says Im Omedes. He's adding a whole word. Not a big word, but it's a word. V'yesh Lomar, Dekama Mishnayos Mishubel Shos. There are many Mishnayos that have mistakes. V'mashanina Lehu B'chusu Mechzer. We give an interpretation. Oh, there's a big chunk of words missing. D'hacha Tola Rava Plukse D'tanai B'amida B'hapara. V'yesh Lola Farish Plukse D'tanai B'amida B'hapara Im Lo Yosef Lo B'girsa Mishnah. He has to therefore add some words. V'havi muchach techaser lo kan di efshar lo lefarish pluksai bin yachir. He was forced into a corner. I mean, Rava normally would prefer to not change the mishnayos around. He would rather preserve the mesorah that we have. But in certain instances, you're forced into a corner and you have to stick with it. So yeah, he thought it was necessary to put the word lo in. Aval the shnu the Rami Bar Chama, but to the answer, Rami Bar Chama, he had a problem with eino tali machlokis hatanaim klum bamida el benodim minabasa yichal la nizirus ilo. His discussion had nothing to do with the machlokas elsewhere. It had to do with being noted from meat or if it's chal or not. A completely different discussion. He kind of changed the whole explanation of the Mishnah around. So he's uncomfortable with that, I guess. I'm not entirely sure what the Tosfos is getting at here. But he's driving at that point that we asked before of why is Rava's answer any better than Rami Bar Chama. It's arguing what exactly he means here. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara now. The Gemara tells us, if that's the case, now right now the machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is when the guy sees this animal crouching down, he says if this animal stands up, rather if the animal does not stand up, I will become a nazir. And the animal stands up on its own. So Beis Shammai thought he has to be a nazir because his intention when he took the nazirus was that he was going to elevate the animal and he didn't. Mm-hmm. Beis Hillel says, no, I just want to see this animal no longer crouching anymore. So it's no longer crouching, so therefore I don't have to become a nazir. So on that machlokas, the Gemara challenges Ihachi, if this is the case, aim a seifa, look at the seifa of the Mishnah, of our Mishnah in Amun Aleph. The Mishnah told us, Amru Rabbi Yehuda, Af Kish Amru Beis Shammai, Lo Amru Ela Be'omer Harei Alai, Harei Hein Alai, Karbon. So when Beis Shammai says that the Nazirus is Chal, it doesn't mean really a Nazirus, it really means a Nether. That the Nether is Chal, that this cow is Aser, I cannot eat this cow, but not that there's a Nazirus here. So Gemara says, wait a second, Parah Mikamatvis Bamideh. Is the par going to be matvis? What's the shaila here?
He's telling it on the yayin. He makes it about the yayin. He's not talking about the par at all, the status of the par.
He's talking about he wants to be a nazir from the yayin. So he's using a tfasa from the par, he's saying? I think he's using the as a tanai, but not as a tfasa here. Ah, that's the question. Why, to look at Tosos, the last few medium wide lines down, he's the Maschel Emo Psefa, me Kamatis Bay Midi, Kolomar. Am I Palag Rabbi Yehuda, Tanakama? Why did Rabbi Yehuda argue in the Tanakama? Ta para lo haviela kakarim baama. Hare lo hitfis bilashono konim. He didn't use the par as a this is tack of the question. He didn't do hatfasa. Lomar parzu kikonim okakara carbon ella. Nazim yain. He separated himself from yain lehedya im loamda. He used the cow as a tanai. So why should Behud have a problem with that? I agree if you're trying to use para as the hatfasa to create naziris from the para. You're right. Maybe that the para is not wine. You can't create a naziris. But he used the cow as a tanai in order for him to have a naziris start. And that even Rabbi Yehuda would agree to. You're not doing hatfas here. That's talk of the question. So Gemara says, "Ella kagon d'amar hareini nazir mibsara imlo amda." Rather, it's a case of I'm a nazir from the meat imlo amda if it doesn't stand. V'amda mehaleha, and the cow stands on its own. So beshame savri torfa dahu gavra, the das of this person was mishum ok me biyadehu, he wanted to stand up on his own, v'halok ok me, and therefore he would be usher in the basar. Who beshil savri torfa dahu gavra, the das of this person,
according to Tanakama, he becomes a nazir outright.
Right. But that exactly, that's the case is this, and what's the result? Beshame, according to the Rabbi Yehuda, it's only from the meat, it's the nether from the meat, but according to the Tanakama, the meat really means meat and wine, and would therefore become a real naziris. So that's all according to Beishame, that the dash of this person was to lift up this cow. And since he didn't lift up the cow, the Naziris or Nether, depending on Tanakam or Yehuda, it will be Chal. But according to Beis Hillel Savri, Torfei Dehai Gavra Mishim Dereviya V'Hakamta, he took the dash of this person was that this cow is crouching. I don't want to see this cow crouching anymore. It's no longer crouching because it got up on its own. Therefore, he's not subject to keeping this Naziris or Nether at all. Ubeis Hillel Savan. So that's how we understand the Gemara right now, according to Rava. So Gemara challenges this now and says, Ubeis Hillel Savre, Ilo Kam Tahavi Nazir. If the cow doesn't get up, will Beis Hillel think he's a Nazir? Vahamar Mibsar Lohavi Nazir. But doesn't the halacha tell us from a person separates himself from Basar, it does not translate into becoming a Nazir because meat has nothing to do with a Naziris? So how could that be the implication? The Beis Hillel says, since he got up, he's not a Nazir. But if he didn't get up, it implies he would be a Nazir. So the Gemara explains.
From the case of Roveros. It's the case of Roveros, you see that Beis Hillel is a literalist. That he says it has to be that.
Exactly, right. So Gemara says, L'tamayot Beis Shammai Karmei. He says, no, in the world of Beis Shammai's understanding. L'didan, according to us, afilo kam tanami l'havi Nazir. According to me, our world of Beis Hillel, he certainly wouldn't be a Nazir because you're only talking about Basar. Basar does not translate into Nazir. But Lididchu, according to you, in your world, Beis Shammai, who you acknowledge you can make some jumps from meat to wine, Damrisa Havi Nazir, O Delon, you should agree to me, to our school of thought, Mias de Torfi de Hadin Gavre, the Das, the intention of this person making the Naziris, this Neder, this statement, Mishum de Revia, because he was crouching down, Vahakamta, and he got up. So, for us, again, Beis Hillel thinks, again, there's two things. One is the das of the person. Number two is what's the result. So they're arguing about what exactly is the das of the person when he says, I want to be a Nazir based on this cow crouching. So Beis Shammai thinks that means I want to lift up the cow. And Beis Hillel says, no, it means I don't want to see this cow crouching. I don't care how it gets up, I don't want to see this cow crouching. Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, you should agree to me that that's the das of the person, that I don't want to see the cow crouching anymore. And once you agree to that das, in your world, though, once the your statement is chal from you that you can't have the meat from this cow, it also will mean in your world, Beis Shammai, to then take it to the next level, that from meat to wine to a full-fledged Naziris. According to Beis Hillel, it really has no results to anything because Basar has nothing to do with Naziris. There's nothing to talk about. So the Gemara says, what's the response? Ubeis Shammai, lav torfa dahai gavra mishim ok min biyadai. Lav, not true. I don't agree. I think that the dash of this person is different. It's Turfa Dai Gavra Mishim de Okme Biyade. He wanted to lift up the cow all on his own. Vaha who? Vala Hala Okme, and he didn't lift it up, and therefore he was Amakai Mizdas and would have to keep whatever the result would be. What will the result be? Well, that's Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda within the world of Beis Shammai. Tanakama felt once you have are usher in the meat of the cow, it's also implied that you're usher in the wine because people eat and speak about meat and wine hand in hand. According to Behuda, no, not true. You can't make such a jump. The nether will be chal because he didn't keep to his das, but the nether is only chal with respect to the meat. You don't make a jump to the wine either. Okay?
Could say according to Rav Nassan. Well, yes, I didn't try to look at the Mishnah. I wasn't going according to Rav Nassan. He said according to Rav Nassan that Beis Hillel holds when someone says Groberos and